Snow by Margaret Flynn.
Savannah, I want you to know that my seatmates said I should give up some of my time.
It's on my blog. If you want to read it.
Am I the last of that generation? Those crazy, crazy, reckless times where child safety was optional, not mandatory. Car seats were barely these high chairs without trays. A metal bar, think about that for a second, a metal bar circling us, ready to stop us, or maybe cut us in half if we were in an accident. We had Johnny jump-ups. We had crib bumpers, deemed safe, then unsafe. We went to the park alone, walked to school alone, walked to friends' houses alone. I started taking the city bus alone in the third grade. I'd visit my grandma after school sometimes, a bus by myself, and I had to transfer each time. But snow days were the best days, the most fun days, until we had to make them up during spring break or at the end of the school year, but that's another story. Growing up in Western Washington State, they didn't happen often. A day or two every few years, but boy, what days those were. If it had snowed through the night, we'd huddle around the radio in the morning waiting for the news of any school closures. The radio sat on the kitchen table near the window to get better reception. We'd wait and wait through all the boring stuff like property tax rates, house fires, municipal district stuff, till the list of schools were read. Then, huzzah, there it was, Tacoma schools closed. You could practically hear the shouts across the neighborhood, and the snow day would begin. Bundle up, run outside to destroy the pristine yard. Snow angels were always first. Then back inside to find your better gloves or mittens because it was colder than you expected. Then snow forts, snowball fights, and sometimes, if mom was in the right mood, we'd make snow ice cream. In and out all day long, changing out of wet clothes, warming up popsicle toes, grabbing a quick snack, going to the bathroom, then rushing back out so you wouldn't miss one second of fun. Dad worked swing shift out at McCord Air Force Base, so he wasn't home most evenings until after we'd gone to bed. But if the snow was just right and the weather was calm and clear, he'd grab our big sled, the one that could seat three and had metal runners, and drive us around behind the Rambler station wagon, a mere rope defying our mortality. Just the streetlights would illuminate our path. Sure, there was some exhaust, but who cared about fresh air when we were getting pulled by a 2-ton pile of steel? We always had to have Dad or an older brother on the sled with us, just in case. Just in case what? Just in case they had to slam on the brakes? Just in case a car couldn't stop and slid our way? Just in case? Thinking about it now, it's so crazy. But it still makes me smile, still waxes nostalgic, still glad I stayed on that sled and imagined the world flying by, catching snowflakes on my tongue, and wishing it could be that way forever.